Accession number 10726, reel 3.
Mr. West, reel 3.
Yeah.
So you were telling me you were in Paris, sheltering with the French to try to avoid being captured by the Germans.
That's right, yes. We could see Germans walking about in outside there. It was a big flat where we went. And eventually we got down with a courier, and we had to hand over to, can't tell you the name of the bridge. Eventually we had to go over the river there in a boat. We had to pay our own money with these, whoever was, they said it was English, but we eventually reached Perpignan there, and after, with the Mackie...
Were they trying to get you to Spain?
Pardon?
Were they trying to get you into Spain?
Where?
Into Spain?
No, there was nothing mentioned about getting into. It was my turn, when it was my turn to come. And I was with the Mackie, and I've gone with journeys when the French was allowed us to go over the frontier into the Pyrenees, until they stopped all the Pyrenees French, the gendarmes. And we was told by the Mackie there was French and Basque people, and we had to get through, you know, a place called Andorra.
Yes.
We had to get through Andorra, which was a free county, and we done about two or three journeys through Andorra to get through the Pyrenees. There was quite a few got through Andorra and the Pyrenees, and there was a man that met us in Andorra. He came from Lisbon. He was a British bloke. As far as we know, he was an agent. And when we got back from Andorra, all the French there said, tous parti. That was
They've all gone.
Eh?
They've all gone.
No. Us, we've got a party with the... We had to go with the Free French Foreign Legion. And we was all went with the Foreign Legion. I'd got uniform. There was four of us there. And we went in a place called Set. I don't know whether it's S-E-T-E or C-E-T. It's not far away from Perpignan. And when we was going to get on the boat after the harbour there, the gendarmes, they said, more or less, they were Jerry's. There was, what do they call them, the French...
Milice?
They belong to the They were Jerry's. But they were French. What do they call them?
Collaborators?
That wasn't collaborators. That was uniform. Gendarmes. But they could spell German. They could speak German as well as speaking English.
So they captured you, did they?
They took four of us were took away. We was waiting there, and we got in a boat there, a motorboat, and we was four of us would take over an harbour there. Didn't take long to go in the boat, and we went into the Chateau d'If. And we was there 3 weeks, and we banged on the place. Half of that place was barred, not cells. The part where we were was with the iron bars, and I four of us were all together in the one cell, and we used to play a lot there. And eventually, we had a attaché come into the Chateau d'If, and his name was Captain Black. He was a commander of the attached to the American consul. His name was Fullerton, American his name, and. When we went to Marseille, we was dumped into Marseille, and we was allowed to go to a place called Fort St. John. Fort St. John. And that's where the rest of the French Foreign Legion was in this place. They used to feed us. There was quite a few there in Fort St. John. And we used to go, I went there, and I went to Marseille to the consul. And eventually I came in contact with
Donald Gaskin.
Donald, yes. And more than one night we used to sleep in a chapel. And it was the name of 36 Rue Fourdibin. Fourdibin. It's in the.
Rue de Forbin.
And?
Rue de Forbin.
Rue de Forbin. And we've had many. Sometimes we have. Extra bread from the
So were you put into German hands then eventually?
I wasn't in Germans though. No,
but did they hand you over to the Germans?
No. Oh no. We wasn't handed over to the Germans.
Or to the Italians.
eventually we've had several journeys to a place called Mentone. On the Italian border, and we used to get some of our men at Mentone, and we've had one man that came back to Birmingham and gave to me my wife. His name was.
Les
Lyons. He's the bloke. He came and he went in a submarine and he told after he went to Gibraltar. And what he went happened after Gibraltar, I don't know. But he never came back to our house in Birmingham. He lived in Birmingham, landed.
But at Mentone, you were put into the hands of the Italians, were you?
Not yet. Not yet. Until. We was taken over by a big military prison at Nice. At Nice. And after Nice, they was going to exchange us for the well-to-do people in Nice to put in this prison, because there's big rooms there, and with bars on the other side, there was a moat around that one. And we went to a place called Camp de Chambaron. And there, we was, after some weeks, we was all picked up with the Italians, and we went to Bologna.
And were you a POW in Italy?
I was what they called a Vichy prisoner in Nice. And I used to do a lot of running about for the padre.
Could I go over? That was Donald Gaskin, was it?
Yes, Donald, yes.
Caskin?
Caskey.
Caskey.
Yes, I've got his book now.
Can I go back to the massacre with you? And can I just go over it with you?
Yes.
To ask you some questions about it. Mm. You told me that you were captured by these tank men to start off with.
The Waffen-SS.
By the Waffen-SS.
Yes. They had lightning on the...
On the sleeve?
Yeah. Yes, lightning.
Then...
Three stripes.
They killed your officer.
They shot him straight away.
And yes. They took just you to the other Warwick's men.
Well, he was only a few yards away from where I was. Because I was bringing the Germans in.
After you were captured, you were then taken to the other Warwick's men.
That's right, yes.
And where?
They'd have come in from Exkerbeth, where I'd never been to Exkerbeth.
Did you speak to these Warwick's men that you were brought to?
No. We were that scared, we wouldn't talk to them, any of them. The only one that's giving the orders out was CSM Johnnings. And we'd heard the talking about the captain there. He was the one that got a double shot that killed him.
And then they took you to the barn?
Yes, it was all of us collected and went into the barn. And I said there was anything from 80 to 90. Nobody ever knew.
Did you realise that they were going to massacre you then?
We didn't know at the time, no. But we didn't know why those 20 men had marched there to the barn and the Waffen-SS men had gone away.
Did you recognise any of the officers who were in charge at the barn, any of the German officers?
No, none at all. The only one I ever saw was one... When the officer was shot, was a German there in a posh uniform, not war uniform. He got posh, all German uniform. And we found out after it was Munker.
How did you find that out?
Yeah, well, we found out after we got home, because we got information about that. I'll tell you in a minute.
What did you see Munker do?
He was waving his hand and he was shouting, "Nicht gefangen, no more prisoners, nicht gefangen." That's what you could hear him shout from where he was.
Who was he shouting to?
Us, there. because he was shouting to the six escort.
So he was telling his men that he didn't want any more prisoners?
That's what he said, yes. Definite. And that's actually, up till now, that's the only time I ever heard German talk. Nischgefangen.
Was there room for people to sit down in the barn, or were you all stood up?
Well, actually, I couldn't tell you the truth, but majority of them were standing up, watching.
Whereabouts in the barn were you?
Toward about halfway down back.
You were in the middle?
Yes, I was about in the middle.
Were you stood next to anybody you knew? Was there anybody you knew near
no.
you?
The only one I saw going out was Charlie. Yeah.
Charles Daly?
Yes, because he was in India with me and he was with the... he was in, with the drums and he was in C Company originally. And I knew Charlie. He was the same... about the same number as me. I was a 515-748. But he was a 5105, I forget his number. Charlie knows his number, but I don't. But
so once you were in the barn, the first thing that happened was that they threw a grenade in, was it?
Not first away, no.
The first thing that happened was that your officer was shot.
The officer was the first one to get shot. And then they threw a bomb in. And the sergeant was the one who was killed. Well, the intention was of either, I think he fell on it. But the second time was the sergeant major. And we all knew or guessed that he tried to pick it up. You know, because those bombs about like that, they got a...
stick grenade.
A stick gun, and as they break it, the fuse in it, it disconnects and explodes the bomb. It's only about that long, and it's like a long, thin thing, about that thin.
Did they throw the grenade in before they took five people out to shoot them?
Yes.
So yeah. They threw a grenade in?
Yeah, that was after the officer had been killed.
They shot the officer, threw a grenade in?
Yes.
And then took five out?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Fifth man rose after. Because the officer had been killed. The sergeant had been killed. And then they started throwing bombs. One had hit the side of the mud at the hut there, where the one bloke tried to look in and get his head in. But the sentry was around there, and they fired at him.
Did you see both lots of five men being shot?
I saw the first five, but we'd heard about the two that was dead, and then the rest of us was ripped with the machine guns, you know, automatics.
Did you see the second lot of five being shot?
I saw five of them went out, and instead of turning their back on them, I think, Charlie, sure, said something about let's get it over, something like that. It was something spoken about it, because after the war I met Charlie at Dunkirk, and we had some talking about different things. I know Charlie had lost his leg.
So they took two lots of five out, And then did they throw another grenade in after that?
I don't think so, no. At first, because they was going to march them out, I thought. They were going to march five at arm and shoot them. But they didn't on the second five. And Charlie was one of the second five in. They just let fly with the rest.
Let fly how?
Yeah.
How did they let fly?
Well, if it wasn't bombs, it was automatics.
After they'd done that, did they go around shooting the wounded?
No. What was on the heap, they left them. Because I didn't know for sure. I heard the marching of feet away from the third class road. And I was there quite a while. I couldn't tell you how long I was there until I got up away from the dead bodies and I said, I'm going out. I was three parts, I'd gone. And I heard the first one that was said was, don't go out, knocker. And I knew him straight away, because I'd been in India with Aga, and Aga hadn't been shot. I think me and Aga was two wasn't be shot with shrapnel.